This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. First, the latest on the coronavirus pandemic and its cruel assault on the world. Here in the United States, the number of COVID-19 cases is approaching 7 million, more than 20% of all global infections. The American Midwest is a hotspot of growing concern, led by sharp moves upward in South Dakota and North Dakota. Among the latest to test positive in the U.S., the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife both say they have no symptoms. The U.S. coronavirus death toll is close to 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts worldwide cases at 32.2 million, with almost 984,000 lost. Brazil has suffered nearly 140,000 fatalities and 4.6 million infections. India ranks third in deaths, with more than 92,000 lives lost. Cases are nearing 6 million. Britain is faced with a new set of stark numbers, including yesterday's highest number of daily COVID-19 cases, more than 6,600. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reintroduced a number of pandemic restrictions in a bid to subdue a second wave of infections. The UK has lost nearly 42,000 lives to the virus, with about 419,000 cases. The City of London has been added to a national COVID-19 watch list. In Russia, health authorities have issued a call for the elderly to stay at home and for employers to allow as many of their workers as possible to work remotely. More than 7,200 new COVID cases were reported in Russia today, the highest daily surge since July. In Moscow, there were 1,500 new infections, up from 700 2 weeks ago. Russia has lost almost 20,000 lives to COVID, cases total 1.2 million. Israel is tightening its second national lockdown because of a surge in virus cases. The Israeli cabinet has voted to close all non-essential businesses, including open-air markets. Via remote, this is VOA News. In Switzerland, there is a quarantine in place for 2,500 students at a prestigious hospitality school, apparently the result of partying off campus, which has sparked what are called significant COVID-19 outbreaks. The total of Swiss infections, 51,000 plus, with 2,061 fatalities. In Spain, residents in Madrid are being warned of tough weeks ahead amid a new sustained coronavirus spread. The national case count has jumped to 704,000 with 31,000 fatalities. Health authorities in China's eastern city of Qingdao have found coronavirus contamination on packages stored by a seafood importer after handlers tested positive for the virus but displayed no symptoms. China has intensified its checks on frozen food imports and has blacklisted some foreign processing plants. Health officials say none of the affected men's close contacts tested positive for COVID. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has become the first woman in American history to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol in commemoration of her extraordinary life. The 87-year-old Ginsburg, who spent 27 years on the U.S. Supreme Court bench, died a week ago. She'll be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he will name his choice to succeed Ginsburg on Saturday. Turkish authorities today ordered the arrest of 82 people, including members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. The case is tied to violent protests in 2014, when the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani was under an Islamic State siege. Residents in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, along the Syrian border, had accused the Turkish army of standing by and just letting the siege happen. Ankara says the outlawed militant Kurdistan Workers' Party incited the demonstrations. It also charges the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the third largest in Turkey's parliament, with supporting the protests, where three dozen people died. The United States says it will provide more than $720 million in humanitarian aid in response to the crisis in Syria. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun made the announcement on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. He said the money would go both for Syrians inside the country and for those in desperate need across the region. There was more racial unrest in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky overnight, another expression of anger with a grand jury's decision not to bring homicide charges against police officers involved in the fatal shooting of African-American Breonna Taylor. With a curfew in effect, Louisville police declared an unlawful assembly as a group of 200 to 300 protesters who had marched through the city retreated to a church set aside by demonstration organizers as a sanctuary. There were at least 24 arrests. More news online at voanews.com. You can also use our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.